很多人呢都怕生病的。
Nowadays, many people are afraid of being sick.
所以呢，就花很多时间去做运动。
And therefore, they spend a lot of money on exercising.
那我们看到到处都是开着那个什么 fitness center， 就知道了，是吧
？And this is why we can see a lot of fitness centers around these days.
或者有些人很害怕战争，因为战争会死很多的人。
And some people are afraid of war because it'll result in a lot of death.
所以呢，当有战争的地区啊，那些有能力的人就会很快的搬到别的地方去，为自己和家人来预备。
Therefore, those people that are capable will relocate themselves and their family from a war zone to another area.
那澳洲其实我们都很多看见啊，很多人是从战争的地区搬来这里的移民。
And many immigrants have migrated to Australia from war-affected areas.
有些人呢又很怕没有钱，或者是将来不够钱用。
And there are those people that are scared of running out of wealth.
所以呢，花上了大半辈子赚钱为以后来预备。
And so they spend most of their lives to make money to prepare for their future.
又有些女孩子啊，怕自己老。
And some girls are scared of getting old.
所以会花很多钱去买化妆品哦，把自己装扮得漂亮。
And so they'd spend a lot of money to buy makeup to make themselves look good.
男孩子呢，有些男孩子啊，怕找不到老婆。
And some guys out there, they're scared of never finding a wife.
所以呢，把自己弄得很帅，然后每天花几个小时梳头啦，穿衣服啦。
And so they spend a lot of time and effort on making themselves presentable, such as doing their hair and deciding what to wear.
我们都有很多很怕的事情，所以我们一早为这些事情来预备。
There are a lot of things that worry us, and therefore we spend a lot of time to make sure that it doesn't happen.
但是有一些事情啊，人常常都不怕的。
But there's also a lot of other things that people aren't afraid of.
譬如有一样东西，神，很多人就不怕神。
Such as God, many people do not fear God.
他们从来不想神的公义或者是他的惩罚。
They never think about God's righteousness or His punishment.
所以呢，他们从来没有为自己的生命去预备最后的归属到底是怎样呢？
Therefore, they've never prepared for their final destination.
今天世上很多的人不断的在犯罪啊、说谎啊、欺骗别人啊等等。
Nowadays, there's a lot of people that are sinning. They would lie and deceive, etc.
但是他们都不愿意去改变。
But they're not willing to change.
因为他们不怕神。
Because they do not fear God.
我们读哈该书啊，看到以色列人，你说他们怕不怕神呢？
In the book of Haggai, we saw the Israelites. Now, so what happened to them? Did they fear God?
当以色列人知道自己的生活不顺利的原因啊，原来是因为神惩罚他们，他们的反应是怎样？
And when the Israelites realized that their troubles were a result of God's punishment, how did they react?
他们看到这种原因是因为他们犯了罪和受到的惩罚，那他们怕不怕神的惩罚呢？
So they saw that the way that they are now is because of God's punishment. So are they afraid of God's punishment and judgment?
那今天我们看经文呢，在第十二节开始啊，这节经文讲，在那时。撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚和所有剩余的子民都听从了耶和华他们神的话，听从了耶和华他们神所差来的哈该先知的话，众民在耶和华面前都存敬畏的心。
In today's passage, verse 12, it says, Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Zenhozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the Lord.
这里告诉我们，他们都听从了神的话。
Here it tells us that they all obeyed God.
那也就是说上一次啊，上一次讲到我们讲到了以色列人看到了自己的罪的时候，他们开始认罪啊，现在我们看到他们愿意去悔改。
Last time we talked about when the Israelites saw their sinful ways, they were willing to confess, and now that we see they're also willing to repent.
其实认罪很多人都愿意 但是不是每一个认罪的人都愿意悔改。
In reality, a lot of people are willing to confess, but not every person who has confessed is willing to repent.
我们很多时候知道自己做错了，我们自己承认自己的错误，但是很少下决心不再犯这个错误。
We often know, that we have done something wrong and we're willing to admit our faults, but we're not determined enough to never make the same mistake again.
其实如果我们仔细去反省一下我们的认罪祷告，我常常都会听到这些的祷告的时候，就会发现其实情况就是这样的。
Let us reflect on the Lord's Prayer and then we'll realize that this is the situation that we're in.
我们会常常这样说，神啊，今天我说谎了，我们祷告求神原谅我们。
We'd often ask God to forgive us because we have lied today.
或者我今天发脾气了，我祷告求神原谅我们得罪了神，得罪了人。
Or that we threw a tantrum and we seek God's forgiveness because we have sinned against Him and sinned against others.
我们常常求神原谅我们。
We often ask for God's forgiveness.
但是我们却很少求神帮助我们不要再犯同样的罪。
But we rarely ask God to help us to never make the same mistake again.
很多时候我们有认罪的决心，但是没有悔改的意志。
A lot of the times we are determined to confess our sins, but we don't have the determination to repent.
悔改有什么特征呢？在这里的第十二节里面告诉了我们有两个重点是悔改的特征。
So does repentance have any characteristics? In verse 12, it provides us with two characteristics.
第一个是在这里讲到他们都从耶和华听从耶和华，或者说是服从神。
The first characteristic which is mentioned in the passage today says the whole remnant of people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God.
我看见大家都很安静大家是手上都有圣经是不是
I can see a lot of people that are quiet there, so does everybody have a Bible in their hand?
我们来比赛一下看谁翻圣经翻得快
Maybe we'll have a competition to see who can find the verse first.
谁翻到那节圣经就请举手然后读出来给我们听。
Whoever finds it first can put up their hand and read it out for us.
大家一起来找撒母耳记上十五章二十二节。
So please find 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22.
有人翻到吗？有啊，可以读出来吗？十五啊
？22.
十五章二十二节。大家其他人翻到了这节圣经了吗？
Did anyone else find
都翻到了哈，他是第一个翻到，我觉得今天我要给一些奖品给他。
Josie is the first one, so I'm going to reward her with something.
Yeah, 我只有一个很漂亮的十字架，你看人家翻圣经翻得快，有礼物的。
She gets a cross.
这节经文告诉我们燔祭和平安祭是一个敬拜的仪式而已。
This verse tells us that burnt offerings and sacrifices are part of a ceremony.
但是原来神喜欢我们听从神的话，多过我们喜欢多过喜欢我们去做一些外表的仪式。
In actual fact, God likes those that obey Him more than people that try to please Him on the surface through ceremonies.
那我想我再给一个机会大家再去翻一翻圣经，我看看我还有没有。
I'll give you guys another opportunity to look up another verse.
还有这很漂亮的十字架电话绳。
There's another cross to give away for your mobile phones.
我看看大家能不能查到约翰福音十四章十五节。
John chapter 14 verse 15.
举手啦。能够大声的读吗？十四章十五节，对的。能够再读一次，慢慢的读吗？大家都听到了。
Everyone heard him.
一会儿再给你。
We'll give it to him later.
如果你们爱我，就要遵守我的命令。
If you love me, you will obey what I command.
那大家打开圣经了，再看下面第二十一节。
And then just open up your Bibles to verse 21.
二十一节说，那受领受我命令的，并且遵守的，就是爱我的。
It says, he says, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me.
再往后再看一点点，第十五章第十节。
And also chapter 15, verse 10.
如果你们遵守我的命令，就必定住在我的爱里。
Now, if someone can just read this out, it'll be greatly appreciated.
有吗？大成，你有？这一些的经文里面都告诉我们，认罪悔改的其中一个重点，就是要顺服神，听从神的话。
Now, these verses all tell us that one of the most important things to confess and repent is to obey God and obey His commands.
罪就是离开了神的旨意，不听神的话。
Sin is to disobey God and not listen to His commands.
我们承认哈，认罪就是承认我们在生活当中有哪些地方是没有顺从神的。
Confessing our sins is to admit that we have disobeyed God in certain areas in our lives.
悔改就是把那一些不顺服神的地方改过来，变成顺服神的一个生命。
And repentance is to change our life from a disobedient one into an obedient one.
就像以色列人在这里一样，他们认罪之后呢，他们就悔改，都听从神的话。
Just like the Israelites when they submitted themselves to God and after confessing their sins.
这样的顺服神呢，是非常简单的、直接的、充满信心的一个行动。
Obeying God is a simple, direct, and confident act.
圣经中有很多这样的例子。
There are many similar examples in the Bible.
其中大家有没有听过挪亚？挪亚就是一个非常正面的例子。
Noah is a good example.
创世纪第六章说到神当时看到大地上面都是充满着罪恶，所以说要毁灭这一个世界。
In Genesis chapter 6, basically says the Lord saw mankind's wickedness and wanted to destroy the earth.
那时候有一个义人叫挪亚。
But there was still one who pleased God, and his name was Noah.
神要救他，于是呢就叫他做一只非常大的船，因为洪水快要来了。
God wanted to save him and told him to build an ark because a flood was coming.
挪亚的反应是什么呢？
How did Noah respond?
挪亚是不是这样说？看看，没下雨啊，这里这个地区以前也从来没有过洪水，怎么会呢？神，你是不是搞错了？
So did Noah look around and say to God, there hasn't been rain for ages. There's never been a flood in this area. Is it possible? Lord, you must be mistaken.
或者说是这么大的船，我一个人怎么坐得来呀？我这么大年龄了，我不行的，我坐不来。
Or perhaps he said, you want me to build such a great ark. I don't know where to begin, and I'm too old for this. I can't do it.
或者就说，你看今天气这么好，你叫我坐一条这样的船，这样坐出来，我不会被我的邻居啊、朋友啊笑死我。
Or perhaps he might have said, the weather's been great, and yet you tell me to build an ark. I'm going to be laughed at by my neighbors.
会不会这样呢？挪亚，圣经里面看到，挪亚没有这样的反应。
Did Noah react this way?
挪亚的回应，在创世纪里面很简单，如果你有圣经的话，翻到创世纪第六章二十二节。
If you have your Bibles with you, just flip to Genesis chapter 6, verse 22.
创世纪啊，第一卷书的第六章二十二节。
That's Genesis chapter 6 verse 22.
有谁找到了？
Has anyone found it?
没有礼物就没人找到了。大声一点读给我们听，挪亚的反应是什么的？看到吗？很简单的，凡神所吩咐的，他都照行了。就这个反应。
It said Noah did everything just as God commanded him.
对神的话语，挪亚没有怀疑是不是真的啊，或者去找个借口，他很简单很简单的就是执行了神的话。
Noah did not doubt God's words, and he did not provide any excuses. He simply carried out God's instructions.
最后，他得到了神的祝福，因为唯有他一家人才是能够在洪水当中生存的。
In the end, he received God's blessing because only him and his family were the only survivors of the flood.
当然了，在圣经当中也有反面的例子。
There are also some negative examples from the Bible.
大家有想过反面的例子是哪一个人吗？
Can anyone think of
any? 不听神的话的。
An individual that disobeyed God.
啊，谁呀？约拿。
Jonah.
啊，好像我们主任牧师还在讲这个约拿的系列是吧？
That our English congregation is going through the book of Jonah at the moment.
约拿是一个神要约拿去向外邦人传讲悔改信息的人。
Now God wanted Jonah to spread his word to the Gentiles.
约拿的反应完全的相反了。
But Jonah had quite a different reaction.
他对神的话连理都没有理，自己就跑了。
He ignored God's words and headed towards the opposite direction.
为什么他要跑？
Why did he want to run away?
因为向那些人传福音，或者说是向那些人讲悔改的信息，太难了，他们肯定不会听的。
Because it's almost impossible to get those people to confess and repent.
万一啊，他们不喜欢我了，啊，把我给杀了，那又怎么办啊？
What if they don't like me and they try to kill me?
这就是约拿的想法。但不顺服的约拿，他的结果是什么呢？
And so what happened to the disobedient Jonah?
神把他关在肚子里面，鱼的肚子里面三天三夜。
And God made him live inside the stomach of a great fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
而且呢，让他难受了这么久，到了最后，他还是得去做神叫他做的事情。
And after his horrible experience, he still had to do what God told him to do in the first place.
由此可见呢，神的旨意不管你听不听，他都会成就的。
Therefore, it can be seen that whether you choose to listen or not, God's command, God's will be fulfilled.
但是当我们愿意去顺服的时候呢，我们就能够得到神的祝福。
But when we're willing to obey God, God will be able to receive many of God's blessings.
这种听从神的话的行动啊，在今天的经文里面也告诉我们，不是一个个人的行动。
Obeying God is not limited to the individual level.
今天经文这里讲到，从省长所罗巴伯和大祭司约书亚到以下普通的百姓，他们都听从神的话。
In today's passage, it says the governor of Judah and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, to the spirit of the whole remnant of people. They all listen to God.
一个群体系的行动。
So this should be something that should be embraced by the whole community.
特别指到了领袖们。
Especially leaders among you.
今天我们的教会要复兴，要被神来使用，领袖们啊的认罪悔改，做出一个榜样是非常的重要。
Our church is currently going through a revival, and the leaders are and it's really important for the leaders to confess their sins and repent in front of their congregation.
如果我们当中的像团契组长和同工们，他们都不愿意承认罪的，不愿意悔改的，那我们的教会怎么能够被神来使用呢？
And if our cell group leaders and co-workers aren't willing to do this, then how can our church be used by God?
所以第一个重点，顺服神的旨意，而且这领袖特别重大的责任在这方面。
So the first characteristic is to obey God, and leaders have a greater responsibility than other people.
在认罪悔改的第二个特征当中啊，十二节最后一句讲到了。众民在耶和华面前都存着敬畏的心。
So the second characteristic outlined in verse 12 says, and the people feared God.
敬畏神的心，顺服神的旨意必然会带出敬畏神的心。
To fear God is to obey God's words. So when you obey God, then at the same time you're fearing and revering God.
这种顺服和敬畏不是一个口号，而是一个行动。
To fear and to obey God is not a motto, but an action.
那所以我们看到以色列人他们的认罪悔改不是单单讲出来的口号。
So therefore the Israelites' confession and repentance is not just a motto that they followed.
在第十四节里面讲，从所罗巴伯和约书亚到普通的平民百姓，他们都一同来为神的殿做工。
In verse 14 it says, So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, and the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of people, and they came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God.
之前我们看到神指出以色列人的罪呢，就是因为他们只顾着做自己的房子，而不顾神的殿。
In the past, we have seen that God has pointed out the sins of the Israelites because they only do what they're supposed to do. They do not care about God's temple.
而且呢，他们像约拿一样，他们找了很多的借口给自己去逃避自己的责任。
And like Jonah, they found a lot of excuses so that they can avoid their responsibilities.
现在他们都悔改，以神为中心了。
And now all of them, they've repented and they've made God their number one priority.
不再为自己找借口了，而且是有行动来证实的，就是一起去做为圣殿来做工这个行动。
They're no longer finding excuses for themselves. They're actually putting everything into action, which is to help build God's temple.
因为他们看到了罪，而且他们看到了神的审判，所以他们开始敬畏神。
Because they have seen their sinful ways and they know about God's judgment, and therefore they start to revere God.
所以我们从以色列的人身上看到另一个特征，就是要有一个敬畏神的心。
Therefore, from the Israelites, we can see that another characteristic is to fear or revere God.
再下去，今天很多人呢，我们都说，我们很爱神。
A lot of people today say that they love God very much.
但是他们不怕神，不怕神的审判。
But they're not afraid of God. They do not fear God's judgment.
结果就是不认罪、悔改、继续的犯罪。
And the result is that they do not confess their sins and they continue to live their sinful lives.
但是如果你有读圣经的话，你会读到启示录。启示录告诉我们，神的审判是非常的可怕的。
Now, if you have your Bibles with you, then you can read the book of Revelations, and then you can see how scary God's punishment can be.
不管你喜不喜欢，每个人都要面对最后的审判。
Whether you like it or not, all of us have to face the final judgment.
只有敬畏神的人才会愿意去认罪悔改。
And only those who fear God are willing to confess and repent.
我们想象一下，回到我们今天的处境当中，如果今天我们崇拜当中的领袖们都愿意像以色列的领袖们一样站起来带头的认罪悔改。
So let's think about our congregation. If the leaders in our congregation are willing to be like the Israelites to confess their sins and repent and be able to once again stand up and do what they're supposed to do.
而其他的会众，也一起的站起来，同心的来为神做工。
And if the congregation also stood up and worked together with the leaders,
我们这个 Word Sunday 会是一个怎样的景象呢？
Then what will our Word Sunday congregation be like?
我非常期待的这样的一个复兴能够临到我们当中。
This is a revival that I've anticipated for a long time.
那神，我们回到圣经当中，神对以色列人这种认罪悔改的态度，他有什么回应呢？神的回应是怎样？
So just going back to the passage today, how did God respond to the Israelites' attitudes to confess and repent?
也是非常的简单，在十三节里面一句话。
It's very simple. Basically, it'sSummed up in verse 13.
神说我与你们同在。
God says, I am with you.
这一句话非常的简单，却是充满着力量。
Although this is a very simple sentence, but it is full of power.
有神同在的人有什么不一样的？
What's the difference between someone who is with God?
我们看回以色列人的改变好了。
We can see the difference between the Israelites before and after.
我们先看一看日子哦，在十五节里面呢、啊，看到一个日子是他们认罪悔改的这个讲的这一段日子是在大力乌王的第二年六月二十四号。
Let's have a look at the date which is mentioned in verse 15. On the 24th day of the sixth month in the second year of King Darius.
然后我们再看看这个圣殿大概是在什么时候完成的呢？
And let us have a look at when the temple was built.
我们看大概可能是在后面的第二章的十八节里面讲到的九月二十四号这个圣殿就建成了。
Which is mentioned in chapter 2, verse 18. From this day on, from this 24th day of the ninth month, the temple was built.
一个停了工十五年的工程，大家都认为做不下去的了，太困难了。但是百姓认罪悔改之后，短短的几个月就已经差不多弄好了。
So a building operation that has been abandoned for 15 years, and everyone thought that it was impossible to complete. But once the common people confessed and repented, it was completed in 3 months.
相对以色列人以前那种不愿意悔改的时候，做什么事情都不顺利，而现在这种情况是完全不同的景象。
Before, when the Israelites were not willing to repent and confess,everything that they did, it worked against them. But now that they have confessed and repented, everything that they do is, it's
不一样
different.
神与人同在的时候就是充满力量的，是可以带出一些实际的效果的，因为神是掌管一切。
So when God is with us, then his power will help us, and so everything that we'll do will be different.
不单单是神带领他的子民有这些外在的效果，比如说圣殿的工程完成是一个外在的一个结果。
Not only is it different from the outside, for example, the completion of the temple.
人的内心也是充满力量的。
But our hearts are filled with power and joy.
因为我们认罪悔改后，圣灵就会在我们的心里面来激动我们的内心去为神做工。
Because after we have confessed and repented, the Holy Spirit will work within our hearts to help us do God's work.
十四节里面也讲到啊，神激动或者激励犹太人的领袖和百姓一起来做工。
Now in verse 14 it says God encouraged the Jewish leaders to.Work together with the common people.
有圣灵同在，不是说我们没有困难了，而是我们不怕困难了。
When the Holy Spirit is with us, doesn't mean that we are no longer experiencing any difficulties, but it just means we're simply not afraid of difficulties.
新约中，使徒保罗就是一个很好的例子。
In the New Testament, the disciple Paul is a good example.
当我们读《使徒行传》的时候，我们看到保罗传福音是多么的困难的。
When we read the book of Acts, we can see how difficult it was for Paul to spread the gospel.
在有些地方呢，他被赶出去了。
He was cast out in some areas.
在有些地方他还被打了。
And he was whipped in other areas.
甚至呢，最后还被抓起来了。
And he was imprisoned in some other areas.
保罗到处都受到人的拒绝和逼迫。
Paul received rejection and persecution from people everywhere.
但是是什么力量能够支持他继续的向别人去传福音的呢？
But what kind of power supported him to continue his gospel?
今天送出最后一个十字架，再看看谁能先找得到。
Gonna give away the last cross. Let's see who can find this verse first.
谁先告诉我这个答案是什么力量支持保罗的？在《使徒行传》的十八章第九、第十节里面。
So who can tell me, what type of power or what kind of power supported Paul, which is in the book of Acts, chapter 18, verses 9-10?
告诉我保罗的力量从哪里来
？Where did Paul's power come from?
我一会儿给十字架你。
Get a cross later.
里面讲到不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口，因为神说我与你同在。
It says, "Do not be afraid, because I am with you."
保罗传福音的力量不是从他自己来的。
Paul's gospel, for Paul to continue spreading the word of the Lord, the power does not come from within him.
而是在他在大马色的路上向耶稣认罪悔改之后，圣灵与他同在。
But it is when after he confessed and repented, the Holy Spirit was with him.
当人对神有回应的时候，神就会赐力量给人去成就神的旨意。
When people have responded to God, God will give us the power to be able to fulfill His commands.
当我们自己愿意在神面前去认罪悔改，我们的生命就有力量去改变了。
And so when we're willing to confess and repent in front of God, then our life will be full of power to, so that God can be with us always.
今天我没有给很多的例子，我希望这个题目在大家的团契当中继续讨论。
I haven't given you guys a lot of examples today, but I hope that all of you will continue to talk about this topic in your cell groups.
去看一看到底我们在实际的生活当中如何的去认罪悔改。
To learn how we can apply the words of the gospel to our daily lives.
以直到我们这个教会能够被复兴，能够去被神使用。
Until that there's a revival in our church so that our church can be better used by God.